Hello, is Emily Erdman there?
Yeah.
Hello, Emily. This is Will calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple minutes? I'm sorry, what was that? Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote? Definitely? Okay. Thank you. And back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else back in 2020?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
I identify as white and Latina.
Okay, thank you very much. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age? How old are you?
25.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very far left.
Very far left. Okay. The options are very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate.
I guess I'll go with very liberal.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Very satisfied.
Very dissatisfied, you said?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on each. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10. What was that, ma'am?
10.
10, okay, thank you. What about banning tobacco products for adults?
Like a 5.
Okay. What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
I'd say 7.
Seven. Okay, thank you. What about improving K through 12 education? Ma'am?
10, sorry.
10, okay, sorry. I didn't hear you. What about making college more affordable?
10.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I would say disapprove.
That would be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. Democrats in Congress.
70.
70, okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
also 70.
Okay, thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
maybe 75.
75, okay, thank you. Next. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale between 0 and 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Authorizing prescription medication, 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay. What about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
Like a supplement? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Instead of cigarettes, something else to kick the habit.
Is it 1 to 10?
One to ten. How important that is to you?
I would say like a 6.
A 6, okay, thank you. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition? I'm sorry, ma'am, you said?
10.
10, okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'll be louder.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I really appreciate it. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
6.
6, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Does this include vapes?
We're going to get to that right now, but right now it's just cigarettes.
Okay. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, of course. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support the ban?
Yeah,
or,
do you support the ban,
correct.
The ban, or oppose it?
Ban.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat support?
I guess strongly.
Strongly? Okay, thank you so much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose a ban?
I guess I support the ban.
Strongly or somewhat? Ma'am?
Yep.
Do you support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
That's a complicated, like, do I have, like, give a long-winded answer?
Well,
is this a yes,
either,
no?
No, either you think it brings benefit or harm. Either much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Well, I think, I'm conflicted because of I think that, like, products should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that it resorts to other things.
Okay, no problem. I understand.
If you ban it, there are other things.
Don't worry about it. I understand. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think other issues are more important.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or second, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you feel is the
better? I would say the third one.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very, not at all?
I would say I'm somewhat concerned, maybe very concerned.
Okay. What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very, somewhat, not very, not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. First one, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trade are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10.
Is 10 agree?
That 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all.
I'll go with 10.
10, okay. Next, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How much do you agree with the statement?
10.
10, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. America has a history of using unfair policies to create, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give the authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, ma'am. Hello?
Can you hear me? I said 10.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't
hear you. I feel bad for yelling, okay.
No, don't worry about it. I just couldn't hear you. I don't know, maybe it's my headset. I don't know. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose the ban?
Can you restate that? And so the ban is for people 21 and over or under?
It's for people 21 and over.
Okay. And for Ethan, overthinking.
Will you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Meaning that you want to get rid of tobacco, period.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I misinterpreted that. I don't think we should get rid of it completely.
Okay, so you oppose somewhat or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
So this is saying, do I support the ban of cigarettes that are, like, healthier?
Do you support the ban of nicotine? Is it okay for you if they sell cigarettes without nicotine?
I feel like no one would buy them.
Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
What do you necessarily mean by community?
Where you live, your city, your state, the people that it's around you, that you socialize with?
Is there an option for, like, saying that it would be bad and good?
I'm going to read the options I have for you, then you let me know, and if you don't agree with it, you can let me know as well. More benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm. Thank you, ma'am. Next. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Is it 1 through 10, or is it somewhat agreed, somewhat disagree?
No, it's either...
Or is it just yes or no?
Yeah, it's either yes or no.
Oh. I would say it would depend on the other policies that the politician agrees on, so I don't think it would be the only factor.
Okay. So it'll be much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less? Much more impact, somewhat more impact, somewhat less impact, much
somewhat
less,
more.
somewhat
more,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, thank you. We almost done now. Let me see. Just a second. Do you hear me okay, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, in the last past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
No.
Okay, beer?
No.
Okay, liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay, smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products, what you were asking earlier.
No.
Okay.
Both,
what
yeah.
What about soda pop?
No.
Okay. What about heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
What about cigars?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
I graduated from a four-year, so bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Single.
Single. Someone's going to get blessed. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Now probably low income.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Descriptors. Like, I don't really know.
Okay, well, it's like countryside, it's like city. It's like
okay, more world. Urban. I guess it's more urban, suburban.
Okay. Okay, urban. Okay, yeah, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes,
okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one. Okay, ma'am? Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.